going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The life of Pope Francis being celebrated right now. Obviously, he just passed away, but just something that was a little byline. In a former life, he was a bouncer.
Mm-hmm. Back in Buenos Aires.
How do you go from being a bouncer to the Pope of the Catholic Church?
You want to help people.
I love it. I picture him like in a black t-shirt with like cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve. And when he throws you out, he goes like, "The power of Christ compels me." And he just throws you 3 feet into the street.
617-655-1234. Call or text. The Pope was a bouncer.
My God.
What were you in a previous life? Let's see. Who do we have here? This is Kristen from Haverhill. Good morning, yeah. Kristen.
Good morning.
So you work in higher education now, but back in the day.
Yes. I worked in prison.
Oh.
Well, and when people don't really look at what I do, which is student support, and they don't really think like, oh, yeah, you look like someone who could go to prison every day.
I feel really, like it's almost the same thing. You're working with people who who don't want to listen and want to fight authority at every step.
What did you do in the
prisons?
I
had a very... So I worked on a post-detox unit. So I worked with substance abusers and tried to help them get halfway houses when they left. So a lot of the people that I worked with were awaiting trial or on probation and violated probation. So not a lot of them ended up sentenced, but a lot of them ended up back in the community. So I would get them set up for when they would leave.
And what do people say when you're around your friends or whatever? And you're like, oh yeah, I used to work in a prison.
They just my friends luckily all know because they were there when I worked there. But a lot of times professionally, it'll come up because I'll say something about when I used to work in prison or you know whatever when I worked at MCI Framingham, and people are like, what? When? and then they get confused because they don't know if I was in Framingham
employed.
They don't know.
Yeah, if
and
you
I'm
were
like,
in the yard,
no.
Like sharpening.
Keep guessing.
Yeah. They're looking for prison tats behind her ear. Yeah.
She's got a toothbrush sharpened into a shiv.
Do you put that on your LinkedIn, Dan? I worked in prison. Thank you, Kristen. We appreciate that. People say that about me when I say.
You worked in prison?
No, when I was in the Army. You know, I mean, if you know me, I don't know that I give off military vibes, really. You know, there's kind of a stereotype for an Army guy.
Like the gruff guy with the high top fade.
There was a lot of guys that I was served with that, you know, I jumped out of airplanes. I was an airborne paratrooper, it's called. There were guys that when we jumped out of the plane, that was the first time they'd ever been in a plane. Was that they jumped out of it. Just a lot of guys from small towns. You know, where this was an opportunity and you just really wanted to serve their country and work out and just all of it. And that was not me at all. I mean, I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you got some soft hands, soldier.
I wore this necklace for a very long time that I had people convinced was a religious thing, but it was really just my surfboard on a gold chain.
We were in the barracks in 88, like this new Cyndi Lauper record, guys. You got to check it out.
I was an LL Cool J guy at that point, Dan. Let's see. Carrie is from Acushnet. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So What did you do? This is interesting to me because I feel like it might be connected to the military. What do you do now, though?
Yeah. Now I'm an empty nester, and I'm self-employed, and I teach religious ed.
Okay. And so what did you do back in the day?
So back in the late 80s, early 90s, it wasn't as common as it is now for females to join the military. And luckily, I got the MOS that I wanted, which was military police. Right. And joined because I wanted to serve my country and I wanted, you know, free college. And I was in approximately 2 years and I got offered and asked if I could be a plainclothes bodyguard for 4-star generals in Europe.
Come on!
So she was a badass.
Correct.
They didn't ask me.
Yeah, so I did that for 3.5 years and traveled with the general and his families, Colin Powell, Shelley Kessler.
No,
Yeah.
And now you teach the Lord's work.
That's right.
What's it like being a bodyguard for 4-star generals? See anything crazy?
Unbelievable. You see everything. You get to eat in their chow hall, which is, a 5-star restaurant.
When I was married, I had to try and find a job, and we were living in Germany, and I applied for no less than 5 different generals, secretary jobs, because I thought, if I'm going to do it,
you might as well be there.
I might as well do it. Shocking. I know.
We must have been in around the same time, because I think I served under Powell, too. When were you in?
91 to 97.
Yeah, because I went in 88, got out in 92, so we were in at the same time.
Yep.
We might have passed each other.
German.
Oh, well, you were in Germany?
Thank you for your
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Kennedy was in Germany. I was in Germany.
Oh, see? Everyone was in Germany at the same time.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
Producer Dan, you have a wild one, too. You've mentioned this before.
Oh, my first job was sterilizing the surgical tools for the operating room when I was, 18. So I'd be in there in, a full hazmat suit with gloves and the mask, and I would be cleaning out hip bones and things like that and just all of the surgical tools.
And now you just clean up our mess.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
And I only did that job because I applied for Walmart, and they turned me down.
They did?
Yeah.
What happened?
I failed the drug test for weed when I was 18.
Been there.
But for the hospital, you didn't need that. I was in there in your surgical tools.
Do what you like.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.